Donna Adolph keeps chickens, geese, and goats on her 70-acre organic farm near Bee Branch.
My goats, I have a couple of different breeds here. I have Toggenburgs and I have Saanens, and they're notable because of their production of milk.
But she's too afraid to drink the milk or eat from the orchard or garden. Instead of spinach, early tomatoes, and corn, the plot's filled with chunks of dry brown dirt. She points across a pretty wildflower meadow to what she says is the reason, a newly dug shale gas production well 900 feet away.
Where that well is was a spring-fed pond, and the water runs this way, and the springs come right through, they come up on my property.
Donna Adolph and her husband Robert, both conservative Christians, moved with their four children to rural Van Buren County from Louisville, Kentucky, 6 years ago. They were enchanted with the abundant fresh spring water and clean mountain air, but they were clueless about the 50 trillion cubic feet of natural gas permeating a thick layer of black shale deep beneath their farm. That is, until a landman showed up. He was from SECO, a subsidiary of Southwestern Energy Company based in Houston.
And the landman told us that the process they used was water put down into the earth at high pressure. There was no mention at all of any chemicals of any sort.
Sounded good, but the Adolphs consented to a mineral lease on one condition. The company would not drill on their front 40. So SECO built a well pad on their neighbor's place, the size of a football field, and set up their 100-foot rig. Using a new technology called slickwater hydraulic fracturing, crews first bored a well 1,000 feet deep into the shale, then spent weeks blasting another horizontal bore through it, using a million gallons of water, sand, and chemicals to fracture or frack the shale, releasing natural gas up into a newly constructed pipeline. And according to SECO's records, the well turned out to be super productive. Inside the house, Donna Adolph runs a bath. The warm, humid air is fragrant with hydrogen sulfide fumes.
And then at a certain point, it actually, you know, will go to a drip, drip, drip. And then at that point, we start seeing gray matter coming in.
It's clear now, but during the drilling, she said the water turned bright red, filled with dirt, then quit. So to make sure, Adolph visited 20 other nearby farms adjacent to drill sites. 80% of them said their water had turned funky, too. Adolph complained to the Arkansas Oil and Gas Commission in Little Rock and was relieved when EPA showed up to sample both surface and well water for chloride, sediments, oil, and grease. But the results were slightly above and in some cases even below EPA regulatory limits. The Arkansas Oil and Gas Commission monitors subsurface impact from fracking operations, and Director Lawrence Bengel says their data show it does not pollute shallow freshwater wells.
In those studies of the microseismic activity, the frack jobs did not propagate much outside of, you know, no more than a few feet outside of the Fayetteville shale layer itself.
Adolph also contacted Southwestern Energy. Officials made a site visit, she says, and agreed to hook up the household to the county water system. Instead, it delivered a water tanker truck and flushed out her well. In a prepared statement for this story, the company said no chemical contamination has ever been detected in any private water well tested near its drill sites. Southwestern Energy operates over half of the 2,400 wells on the play. The Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality has 9 inspectors who monitor frack wastewater disposal and drilling surface water impairment. Their team sampled the Adolph's Creek. Ryan Benefield is deputy director.
We did investigate the complaint we received from Ms. Adolph, and we weren't able to determine that the fracking of the well or the installation of the gas well had an effect on her property.
For Adolph to prove her case, she would have to pay tens of thousands of dollars for a special analytical water test. The Arkansas Oil and Gas Commission website provides a graph of fracturing fluid, 99% water, 1% additives, including potassium chloride, hydrochloric acid, gels, biocides, ethylene glycol, naphthalene, and petroleum distillates.
There is absolutely no doubt that natural gas drilling contaminates water supplies.
Dusty Horwitt is senior counsel with the Environmental Working Group headquartered in Washington, D.C.
The chemical of chief concern in the petroleum distillates is benzene. It's a known human carcinogen, toxic in water at anything greater than 5 parts per billion.
Horwitt says the shale gas industry across the United States has been allowed to drill around the law.
They have exemptions under almost every major federal environmental law. The Safe Drinking Water Act, the Clean Water Act, the Clean Air Act, the Superfund law, hazardous waste laws, disclosure laws that would otherwise require them to tell communities what toxic chemicals they're releasing into the environment. They have almost total exemptions from federal environmental law.
A year ago, the Arkansas Democrat Gazette profiled a dozen families on the Fayetteville Shale play with well water problems. 2 years ago, the Arkansas Times listed 933 complaints. When asked for the latest tally, ADEQ says its new database doesn't aggregate complaints by type, only by name, although it did identify several dozen company violations related to hauling and wastewater disposal. Lured by dirt-cheap severance taxes, companies like Halliburton, Chesapeake, PetroHawk, and Southwestern have bored over 2,400 shale gas wells on Van Buren, Conway, Claiborne, and White and Faulkner counties. Depending on the market, 600 to 700 new wells will be bored annually. After hearing about the scope of gas drilling in Arkansas, Joyce Hale, president of the Washington County League of Women Voters, began to crisscross the state educating the public about her concerns.
People need to understand that the gas development is no longer the old process of our grandfather's well.
Chris Davidson's one of the first scientists in Arkansas looking at the environmental impact of shale gas drilling. He works in the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service office in Conway, just 10 miles south of the play.
We don't have any data, but the Fayetteville Shale generally lies on top of limestone, which is a major karst conduit-bearing strata. And if frac and deep well injection fluids don't stay where predicted, groundwater quantity and quality could be threatened. And then groundwater in Arkansas is widely used by humans and rare and endangered species. And that's why the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is concerned.
The Arkansas Game and Fish Commission has leased 11,000 acres of wildlife management area, earning a reported $34 million so far. And a third of the Ozark St. Francis National Forest has been leased. Most private landholders are more than eager to cash in mineral leases for royalty checks, and lots of locals are glad for the work. Drillers and drivers load up on snacks and gas at the Snappy Food Mart on busy Highway 65 in Bee Branch.
My name is Don Pearson. I live in Clinton, Arkansas. Work for a pipeline outfit. Been doing pipeline work for about 5 years. Been up and down, you know. Been in and out around, you know, it comes in spurts. Sometimes it stays high for a while. Right now it seems to be doing real good.
And down the road at the Adolph farm, things are starting to recover. But in time, as is the practice, CECL will return to frack additional shale gas bores like spokes on a wheel. But by then, the Adolph family will be long gone. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.